already we have these clowns asking for people to put their slave masks back on. This started actually before New Year. Here we see Ireland, just before Christmas, were pumping this crap out, independent IE. Commuters urged to return to masks on public transport as CMO warns of surge in COVID cases, la-di-da. And now in lockstep with Ireland, we have, of course, the UK. Now the new year is over, we see Professor Susan Hopkins, Chief Medical Advisor at UKHSA, another one of those Imperial College ones, recommending people wear masks. It says here, public told to use face masks and stay at home when unwell as NHS battles wave of illnesses. Yeah, this is the same NHS that every year at this time is in this apparent crisis. Yeah, you heard this for the last 20 years. Just now, though, they've perfected their fear propaganda. What this is really about is they just want to see how many people will buy into this crap. Just like the NHS clap your hands and the recent Boris Johnson and the media asking people to switch off their lights in support of the Ukraine, yeah? It's all about asking the public to do something that can visibly demonstrate their compliance with authority and the media propaganda. It's a compliance test. It's a gullibility test in which they attempt to engage people with so that they can then analyze and determine what their next strategy may be based on the amount of compliance they witness.
Time for the mortals to pay. My child waits to do your will.
Leave us.
Release the Kraken!
The symptoms of acute radiation sickness would be just exactly like a terrible flu. Person would have a headache. They would feel very tired. They would have a little bit of a fever.
Get your shot, people.
I really do believe that the federal government is captured, and it's captured by corporate interests. The entire U.S. population, as well as the world, has to understand they can no longer take these COVID vaccines. They are toxic and lethal to them and ineffective, that they have completely failed. They can only be viewed as harmful and they need to be stopped.
Get your shot, people.
And does it damage the brain? You bet it does. Does it damage the heart? Yes. The liver? Yes. The bone marrow? Yes. It causes all sorts of harm in the human body. We should have stopped this before it ever started.
Get your shot, people.
It's a misinformation from the CDC, the FDA, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the American College of OBGYN, and the Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine. It's a misinformation from those organizations that is causing a lot of death and injury in my women of reproductive age, my pregnant women, and my preborn babies. And it's got to stop, and it's got to stop now.
Get your shot, people.
Right, this is Rosie. This proves that you've been chipped with a nanomaterial antenna. How many jobs did you have?
Three.
And what were they?
AstraZeneca.
All AstraZeneca. All right. So they injected something into you with no informed consent, right? They didn't tell you what was in those vials, did they? No, they didn't. So this means you're magnetic. This means you've been chipped, right? You can be tracked with 5G, your biometrics, heartbeat and blood pressure. So this is poisoning your shoulder. It's very serious. All right.
Yeah.
It can be life-threatening.
Thank you, Gwen, for hosting this. And Governor, it's a pleasure to meet you, and it's a pleasure to be with you. First of all, thank you for doing this, and looking forward to this, Mr. President.
Thank you, Joe.
The American people have a right to have a say in who the Supreme Court nominee is. If you need any more proof positive of how bad the economic theories have been, this excess of deregulation, the failure to oversee what was going on, letting Wall Street run wild, I don't think you needed any more evidence than what you've seen now. So I don't think you needed any more evidence than what you've seen now. I don't think you needed any more evidence than what you've seen now. I don't think you needed any more evidence than what you've seen now.
I have an unpopular question. People are going to get mad at me for this. I just have a legit curious question. But how come, say we have Joe and John, okay? If Joe thinks he's Jason, Jimmy, and Carson, he's schizophrenic and he has a mental disorder. But if John thinks he's Jessica, he's completely normal. He doesn't have a mental disorder. How is one considered schizophrenic and a mental disorder, and the other is not considered a mental disorder? Well, because he thinks he's three different people or three different personalities, and this person only thinks they're one other person, or hold on, sorry, a whole different gender, and they change their body accordingly? Understand how one is a mental disorder and the other is not.
Can you name any rights men have today that women don't?
Rights that men have that women do not? No. No.
So then what laws are feminists fighting for?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Was expecting this to happen after Logan Paul mocked Jesus Christ.
I made some pretty out-of-line comments to George about George's beliefs. The following 3 weeks have been the hardest period. Ironically, I defamed Jesus and God, and I felt his wrath.
I'm sorry you're going through what you're going through, but God loves you, and he is still with you, regardless of the situation that you put yourself in, regardless in the light that you want to paint yourself in. There is a very real God that will walk through this journey with you, even though the whole world turned against you. That God is right near you, you being there for him and him being there for you.
When I needed it, he was a light for me.
If this video appeared on your social media feed, then it's likely that you'd rather lose everything and everyone else than to lose the presence of Jesus in your life. Without his presence, there is no purpose. Without his presence, there is no peace. Don't trade his presence for anything that this world has to offer. Cling to Jesus. Hold fast to his promises and never let go. When you get Jesus, you get it all. He is the all in all, the greatest treasure, the ultimate prize.
And I walk in through the door and there were these people pacing the floor praying unlike anything I had heard. And so I stand in front of, in the middle of all these people, they start laying hands on me, they're praying. To me at the time, it was these strange languages. It was a little scaring me a little bit too. And at that moment, I had this vision in my spirit that I was dying in a car accident. And I knew that this was the last straw. This was the end. And so he says to me, would you like to accept Jesus into your heart? And I lifted my hands and I was just in my mind. I said, Jesus, if you're real, come into my heart and change me, save me. And so he leads me in a prayer, and all of a sudden it was like this warm oil from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. I'm starting to shake. People are laying hands on me, and the boulders that I had been carrying around for 20 plus years of my life were all of a sudden lifted.
This one was sent to us by Reddit user GreenLeague9794. Our viewer was taking some selfies one afternoon by her living room window. However, when she reviewed some of her photos, her blood ran cold. In the back of one of the photos, you can see a face. The OP says the face resembles her brother, who had passed away just 2 months prior. The rest of the family agrees too. As soon as they saw the picture, they recognized the face as their lost loved one. Some Reddit comments thought perhaps the TV in the background is showing the face, but that doesn't explain the resemblance to the OP's lost brother. To this day, the family have been unable to explain this photograph and continue to wonder whether it's their lost loved one making contact.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Hardy is a famous country singer, looking like the world. He's throwing up the devil horns, it's probably because he's just rock and roll. He's throwing up the devil horns again, and he has a shirt that has dinosaurs on it. If you are new to my channel, I do not believe in dinosaurs. I love them as a child. But since growing and learning what the biblical world is, the world is not that old. It's not millions or billions of years old. The earth is 6,000 years old. Creation is 6,000 years old. It's not that old. There's no dinosaurs or cavemen. That is a lie to take God, the Bible, and Genesis creation out of the world. It is false. If you go to a museum and you see those cool dinosaur bones, they are man-made. Hardy, the country singer, is doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands there. Just thought I'd pass this info along. God bless you, everyone.
How long have you had that arthritis? Go like put raise his hand in the air like you're praising the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, you're my healer.
Lord Jesus, you're my healer.
This arthritis is not from you.
This arthritis is not from you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Now go, arthritis pain. Be gone in Jesus' name. Now move around, brother. Walk this way a little bit.
Three.
Tell me what's going on.
Okay. Freedom.
I can feel the power of God. It's going away, right?
Right.
It's the one. But the more you acknowledge it, the less it's necessary. So say this. Say thank you, Jesus, that you have healed me.
Thank you, Jesus, you have healed me.
I don't receive arthritis.
I don't receive arthritis.
I am whole in you.
I am whole in you.
Amen. Now walk this way a little bit more.
Feels better.
Feels better. Yeah.
Feels better.
Yeah.
Is that the first time that you've experienced an immediate supernatural healing from Jesus?
No.
Oh, you've experienced it before?
Right.
That's good. When was the last time?
It was, I was in my 20s and I had a terrible sore throat and swallowing that. So I laid down in the bed and faced the wall. I was listening to that Christian radio.
Right.
I fell asleep, and that this bright light came through the wall and touched my throat, and I haven't had it since. That's the truth.
I believe you, because I felt the power of God as you were saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'll feel the power of the Holy Spirit. As you were giving that testimony, I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you were remembering it, and the Holy Spirit was remembering it also. Mm-hmm. You know, and
it's amazing.
Isn't it amazing how you can remember all the details of a miracle healing, even if it's years ago.
Right.
But if I asked you to tell me all about the message you heard in church last week, could you repeat it back to me?
I didn't go to church last week.
Yeah, well, the last time you went, if you went recently, you know. Yeah. The point I'm making is that it's easy to remember all the details of a miraculous touch from the Lord, but not so easy to remember, like, messages you heard at church, you know, in the past. You understand that?
Right.
Because it's such an emotional, intimate experience to be touched by the Lord that it's marked indelibly upon you.
Right. And so when I said to you, we pray for people to get healed, you said yes because you already had an experience.
Right.
So walk this way towards the church and tell me how it feels.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's our church.
Yeah.
So how does it feel now?
They're fine.
You're walking a lot faster too than you were.
Yeah.
This is called cardboard box church. Yeah. So it's a vision from heaven. I met a prophet who had a vision of cardboard and duct tape coming down from heaven.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing, and so it's an idea from heaven that God gave it, you know, to whoever would do it. You know, and so like it makes the point that church doesn't have to be in $1 million building.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
We're having church right now.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, so you felt the power of God today, you experienced the power of God today, and you experienced it way back when you were in your 20s. That's amazing. Right. And so, your hip, how is your hip feeling right now?
It's kind of
very good. Right. you feel light?
Yeah.
Yeah. So brother, you have a testimony. So like the Bible says that we're all called to the reconciliation of the faith, which means we're all called to share our faith with people. So when you share your faith with people, tell them about your healing situations that when you were in your 20s.
Right.
And then this. Right. Share this with people.
Right.
Because people want to know that this God is a real God. They don't want to just hear blah 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 blah.
Right.
They want to know this power.
Right.
And they go now. That's kind of weird. That's freaky.
Pretty cool.
I feel fine.
Either is that or you did.
The infirmity, the downed body, back, muscles, ligaments, tendons, nerves throughout his back and his legs to be healed. Whatever's causing him not to be down and touch his toes, I command that to leave now so Darwin can touch his toes. Get down and touch your toes.
Yeah, bro, I'm on.
It's pretty cool, huh? You're welcome. That's Jesus Christ.
Time I flip, it's like it's home.
Can you feel it right now?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I don't feel it, bro.
Good point. Okay, so can you walk a little bit to show me to show how bad that is? All right, Antoine, that's good. Let all pain go. With this infirmity, leave this foot right now. The trauma that happened to this foot, I command you to go. And I command this foot to be healed right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Get his foot.
Okay.
I command all the pain in this back to be like a man. The ligaments, the tendons, the nerves, the bones, the trauma that would happen to be coming off the foot.
You know what's crazy? Like, I can just like feel something like cold. Like, just, I don't know what it is.
I do.
You can see it, I can feel it, like, right here, and then it's just, like, moving down my arm all the way, like, to right here.
That's where the drama's from.
That's so weird.
That's the Holy Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
Healing you. Mm-hmm.
That's
going to
make me cry.
Now, check it out. Check it out a little bit. Do something you can't do. It's all right. That's the Holy Spirit of God coming on you. He loves you.
Yes.
He loves you. He wants you to know the true gospel. Does anyone? He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be baptized into his family.
Take me to your own.
Thank you.